Hello and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that offers realistic girlfriend support and problem solving for imperfect people like me. I'm Stephanie Laska, author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto. I lost 140 pounds by breaking all the rules and becoming a weight loss rebel.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, a professor of sociology, Stephanie's co-host, and her Dirty Lazy Girl partner in crime. Every week, we'll tackle a potential obstacle in your way with unconventional, dirty, or lazy problem-solving strategies. Let's get you started. It's season three of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, and today's obstacle is having a variety of keto dessert options in your survival kit.
Well, one of the reasons I think I might have been successful in losing 140 pounds is I did have a ton of options for when those sugar cravings hit. Because for me, that was just a huge part of my life. So no matter what the occasion, I always felt like I had a plan, and I still do. So today, Tamara and I are going to take a deep dive into seven common situations like dun, dun, dun. Like, what would you do? Where we are going to come up with a variety of different types of, you know, low carb, sugar free desserts to hit every craving. So we want to get you prepared for what life could throw at you.
That's awesome. And that's what I love about this diet is that it doesn't say no sweets. In fact, it says, go ahead. In fact, we're going to give you a sweet for every possible occasion. And it's all around us. We can't escape it. I mean, our culture loves sugar. It's at Valentine's, it's birthdays. I mean, you name the holiday, the Easter, it's full of sweets. So I'm really excited to explore some tools to really give us, you know, healthier options for all these situations. But first, Stephanie, let's take a quick break.
Well, here's the thing. When I was preparing for this podcast, I started to think about how when I was a heavier person, people told me or judged me for wanting to have a dessert. I remember people looking at me really closely, like, really? Why is she eating that? Or why is she having that? Like, she's overweight. She shouldn't have that. So for me, that's a huge motivator to include so many recipes for low-carb desserts. And I include them in all of the cookbooks, but I want to highlight the newest cookbook. This is the Dirty Lazy Keto No Time to Cook cookbook, where every recipe can be made in 30 minutes or less. And it's just really important. I mean, you shouldn't go without and you shouldn't feel judged. So don't let people shame you or judge you or give you that look like, what is she eating that for? You can say, haha, I'm going to prove you wrong. You can still lose weight and enjoy a dessert just like a normal person. That's how I did it.
Thanks, Stephanie. So I'm excited to go through seven common dessert craving situations. Yes. So we can talk about each situation and then brainstorm dessert options for that situation.
I love it. Because there is a situation that calls for a different dessert. Wouldn't you agree? It's not like a one size fits all thing.
No, I totally agree.
Right. So the first one is, I think, the most serious.
Okay. What's that one?
This is the 911 call.
Your sugar's calling. And
the sugar's calling 911. Okay. So what is that? What does a 911 call sugar craving feel like? It's like a do or die situation, right? Yeah. Where you have to have something sweet immediately or you might die.
It's like a dessert emergency.
It's a dessert emergency, people. So what do you do? I mean, I want our listeners to contribute as well and make comments, but what do you do, Tamara?
Well, I do one and I've seen it on the Facebook group a lot. It's really popular. It's these Russell Stover's little pre-wrapped candies. What I like, these are tricky. What I like about it is that they're really small. It's pre-packaged. You could throw it in your purse, which I do. I keep one in my purse. The only tricky thing is that they're so good. Like the newer ones are made with stevia, so they're easier on my stomach. But like this one is toffee and it tastes just like English toffee, but I can eat too many of these. So my trick with this.
And what happens then, by the way?
It's not
pretty, is it?
No. Oh, and then I'll just, you know, it'll ruin my gains diet wise too.
Yeah.
So the trick for me is I get the mint patty ones and I have a different one too.
Why do you get the mint ones? I'm curious.
Well, because I won't eat as much. I like the mint. It satisfies my sweet craving, but I won't eat a bunch. Like one.
But it's like too much to have more than one.
Yes.
Or
and
two.
So, yes. And this is another one. This is an Atkins mint patty. It only has one net carb and It's great. And this one's also pre-packaged. You can throw it in your purse. So there's Atkins, there's the Russell Stover. I would say just pick one that you know you're not going to, you know, gorge on.
That's a really good tip. Because a lot of people do complain about stomach problems when they eat too many of any of those packaged, like Sweetie.
Yes.
Made with mannitol or stevia, like you said. They can have those weird effects.
Well, what's your go-to emergency sweet?
Well, when I'm at home, Tamara, mine used to be, especially when I was first starting, I used to always keep Cool Whip, a tub of Cool Whip in the freezer. And if you have a spoonful of it, it's like a 2 tablespoon serving. Mm-hmm. It tastes just like ice cream, but frozen. It has to be frozen and not the Cool Whip sugar-free. Ironically, it's the regular traditional Cool Whip that has less net carbs than the sugar-free.
Oh, wow.
So that used to be my go-to, but now I have a new one.
And it feels so sneaky, like you're not supposed to have it, like to go in the freezer.
It's delicious. Yeah. And it's so easy. You know what I mean? It's like instant happiness. But I have a new one though. Can I show you?
Okay.
Yeah. This is totally weird and I feel a little bit embarrassed to share.
Okay.
I think those are kind of the best.
Yeah.
Because you might laugh at me. This is like, this is like straight up Stephanie.
Okay.
So first of all, it involves a cucumber. Which is very strange.
Okay. I don't see the sweet yet, but
I know. Wait for it, Tamara. Okay. It's coming. So I'm having this every day and I know it's very strange. Okay. So I cut up a cucumber, which is a lower carb vegetable. It's not like zero carb. And I put some vinegar on it. Some just plain white distilled. I'm sure you could use the apple, whatever. I use the white because it's whatever.
Oh.
And then this is where it gets crazy. I sprinkle like 4 packets of Splenda. Yeah. And then I put feta cheese.
Oh my God. You know what? You just made your own sweet pickle.
I don't know what's happening.
It's
with
like
that
a
bowl.
Sweet pickle with cheese.
It's seriously fantastic.
Or like a quick Greek salad hit.
It is not, it's not Greek though, Tamara. You got to try it. It's candy. It tastes
all right. Like really? Candy to me. But you slice them up.
It's like frosting. It's like candy. I don't know.
I seriously have
disjointed taste buds.
Then you pour over the vinegar and then you just sprinkle some and then eat it.
I'm going to challenge you to try it and get
back
to it.
I'm going to try it.
You're going to be calling me later like, oh my God. It's so good.
I love that.
And it's ready in like 2 seconds.
No, that sounds. And healthy too. You got your cucumber.
Whatever. I'm eating quite a bit of cucumbers. I eat it every day.
Nice.
It's an addiction. I was in Hawaii and I was paying like $3 for cucumbers because I couldn't stop myself. I'm like, this is so good. I miss it.
It's unconventional, but I like it.
It's quite unconventional.
No.
That's my 911 call lately.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll change.
Yeah. And go with your mood, right? Like if you're feeling it.
I knew I'd make you laugh with that one.
I know, but I like it.
Okay. What's number two?
Number two is Memory Lane.
Memory Lane. Isn't that a Beatles song? Memory Lane is in my heart.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it?
That's right.
Sorry.
That's right. I don't know the word. Sorry.
I burst out in a song.
I know. Well, nostalgia triggers craving for childhood favorites. It's like comfort sweets.
Do you have like a childhood favorite that when you get in that special mood, you have to have a certain dessert from your childhood?
Yeah. My mom used to make homemade warm muffins right out of the oven. And that was, I know. And I'm so glad I discovered your brown bag blueberry muffin recipe from the Dirt Cheap cookbook. And I remember calling you and going, Stephanie, this tastes like a real muffin.
It is a real muffin, Tamara.
I'm like, no, but it tastes like a real. And you're like, it is real.
It is a real muffin.
I know. I don't have one to show and tell because I ate them. But yeah.
I do have a picture I can show you if you want. Or show our listeners on YouTube.
Yes. And I tried it with boysenberries instead of blueberries and it turned out equally good.
It's in the Dirt Cheap cookbook. It's on page 66. I'll flash a picture.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
I know.
They look just like that too.
Yeah. So that's my like fond childhood memory.
That's a good
one. Yours. Do you have one?
Mine is ice cream, which is a difficult one for me because I really like ice cream. I think when I was a heavier person, you know, I'm sure everybody knows I weighed about 300 pounds, but pretty much my entire life at night, my family would either have a bowl of popcorn or a bowl of ice cream. Mm-hmm. And that was like our family tradition. And I was always a chubby child. I was always a chubby teenager and adult. But it's been hard for me to break that habit. So I figured out a dirty lazy keto substitute that works for me.
All right. You have an unconventional hack?
I do.
Okay.
So, of course, our friends at Enlightened Ice Cream, a lot of our listeners love their ice cream, and they come in the pints in different flavors for every craving. But for me, Tamara, I'm having a hard time controlling myself sometimes around the pints. I know I'm probably unique. Other people can.
No, I eat the whole thing. If I open it, I eat the whole thing.
You do? They're good, right? I mean, yeah. They taste to me is the same. So yeah. I started buying the Enlightened individual pouches, like a one serving. Mm-hmm. This here is a mushroom peanut butter, which is one of my favorites. And I'm going to open it and show you guys.
Yeah.
I've been doing this. Look how good that is. It's like ice cream on a stick. So that way I stop.
Yes.
You know, after
it's all contained.
It's all just one portion. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I can do that. But then lately they came out with something new and they just mailed this to us, Tamara, which was so nice. Our friends at Enlightened.
Yeah.
And they mailed us these sugar-free cones to try.
I'm holding one up too.
Tamara was kind enough to open them and get them ready for us.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to try it. Have you tried it yet? I haven't.
No, I thought I'd wait till we were on camera because I want to be able to have an ice cream cone. And I think that would solve my problem so I could still use their pints and scoop, but still have it more contained.
Yeah. Just one. And look how nostalgic that is. Like,
I know, right? Doesn't this remind you of childhood?
A sugar cone.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to try it. Ready? Yeah.
And while you're tasting, I'm going to tell our listeners it's 3 grams of net carbs and it only has 30 calories, which I found pretty exciting. I know a lot of our listeners do count other things besides net carbs. So 30 calories.
They nailed it.
How do they do that?
It tastes just like a sugar cone.
Does it really?
It has that waffly.
Here we go.
Yeah. And it's crispy.
That's really good.
It's good.
I've not had a damn ice cream cone in like 10 years. Yeah. This is exciting.
How many carbs does this have?
3.
That's amazing.
I don't know.
How'd they do that? And then just put your little scoop of ice cream. Done.
Yeah, I could do that. See, then this could help me get back into my pints. Because I was enjoying all the pints and then I got a little out of control.
Yeah.
Because I would just eat the whole thing. But if I could scoop that out onto this little ice cream cone, then I'm going to feel really good.
And if everyone else is having like ice cream cones, you don't feel left out. No FOMO.
No FOMO. And they did mention at Enlightened, you should always try when you go to checkout, if you buy anything on Enlightened, always try Dirty Lazy Keto in the promo code checkout, because sometimes she'll turn on discount codes for us. I said discount codes. So try that. I'm not sure if that'll work on the cones or not, but
yeah,
it's always worth it.
Yeah, it's worth a try.
So thank you, Enlightened, for sending those to us. That'll help me with my nostalgic issues.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Number 3 is away from home.
What do you do when you're away from home?
Yeah. You don't have your cones and your Enlightened ice cream.
The no cone zone.
You're on the open road.
Yeah.
What do you do,
Tamara?
Well, it's funny because I thought of, you know, when we travel, somehow we always stop at a 7-Eleven.
That's classy. You know,
quickie mart type place.
Yeah. Because you always have to go potty. You told us.
Yes. And they're better about having some, like, you know, they'll have like beef jerky and cheeses. But if you need something sweet, have you discovered the 7-Eleven sugar-free Slurpees?
No, I have not. Please tell me more.
They're amazing. They usually have like, some don't have it. And so you have to like be careful, but usually they'll have one option. It's never sure what flavor you'll get, but you know, who cares?
But who cares? You're getting a sugar-free Slurpee?
Yes. Isn't that great? It just feels so naughty.
This is very exciting. I'm all like furrowing my brow right now.
Yes.
Like, I need to know more about this. Are they expensive? And do they come in a very large cup?
Yes and yes. Or no and no. Or no and yes.
Okay.
No, they're not expensive. They're the same price as the other Slurpee. And then they have the same cup choices. So you can just get whatever, you know, whichever you want. Another handy tip too, I would say, Stephanie, that I just thought
of. I'm speechless, by the way.
I know.
I'm like,
These are portable. I don't know if you've discovered the liquid sugar-free. Have you tried these?
I can't really see it because I don't have the glasses. Let me put them on so I can see.
It's okay. It's just a small bottle, like the size of a Tic Tac box, and it's liquid sugar. This is stevia, but you can get monk fruit. In fact, I'm trying to find it.
We do have those. I have the Lakanto. It's like a squirter.
Yes.
That's what I call it.
these are great because you can put them in your purse, and you can, and they don't spill. And I don't know about you, but to me, they're a little bit sweeter and they mix a little bit better. So I actually use it at home, but it's also a good mobile option.
Now, so, are those the flavored things or is that just
no, this is just regular. Yeah. Like instead okay. of, if you don't want to take the packets, but I like these because they taste better and they mix better in my opinion. So for going on the road, grab this liquid one, try it.
That's a really good idea. Cause I have that downstairs in my kitchen, but I have not thought of putting it in my purse.
No, it's great. I do. So what do you do when you're
again, speechless. This is an exciting episode, people. Yeah. I love it. So what am I doing in the open road? I was thinking about my kids. I was still thinking about ice cream, I guess, when I was thinking about memory lane and then on to away from home. But when we're traveling, we always seem to end up at McDonald's for my family. My kids always want that. And, you know, they're always getting some kind of, what's that thing called? The McFlurry or they're getting an ice cream cone. And then I feel kind of grumpy because I want something too. So Tamara, what I've been doing is getting the McDonald's McCafe sugar-free vanilla iced coffee.
Ooh, I haven't tried that.
Have you tried that?
No. Is it good?
I think it's delicious. And it's not carb-free. It does have like, I don't know, 5 or 6 net carbs.
Yeah.
But for me, it's worth it if it's a do or die situation and I must have something and the kids are all eating ice cream and I'm like an inch close from grabbing their fries and dipping it in their cone. You know what I mean? So then I just get a small sugar-free vanilla iced coffee and I feel like I'm having fun too.
Yeah.
It works in a pinch when I'm away from home.
Yeah. I love that.
Simple and cheap. A couple bucks.
Yeah. And their coffees are really sweet. So you'll definitely get a sweet hit with that one.
Says Tamara, the coffee connoisseur.
Yes. Yes. Good idea. Okay. What's number 4?
Well, number 4 is kind of an interesting dessert scenario. And I call this one on camera because we've all been at those like special occasions or you're going to a social event and you have to bring some food and you know it's going to be on camera, right? Like people are going to be taking their Instagram photos with this or that or like looking at your food and judging it. Mm-hmm. So when I'm thinking about that, I want to plan something that maybe looks fancy.
Yeah.
Like no one is going to be impressed with my cucumber dessert. They're going to be all that chick's weird. So sometimes I want to like bring something that looks pretty. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's what I was thinking. So what do you do when you have to bring something that looks pretty?
Well, you know, also pretty, but I think it looks and tastes in a way that could fool people, which is your avocado bolt brownies and your no time to cook. And I actually hadn't tried it, but you had them and they were like amazing. So
they're amazing.
But what I like is that they look pretty and they, I mean, I don't think people could even know that they're not a brownie. So it's a,
you would never know.
Yeah. A great one to bring to a party or whatever.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I was also thinking about, obviously from the No Time to Cook cookbook, the chocolate chip cookies.
Oh yeah.
I was working on those last weekend with the kids and I hold up the wrong book. It's in the most recent book in the No Time to Cook cookbook. These are the chocolate chip cookies. And if you want the recipe, it's free on Amazon. If you go to the, look up this book for on Kindle or paperback, if you slide through the photos, it has pictures of the chocolate chip cookies and the recipe is there for free. So just in case you're curious, it's on page, if you have the book at home, it's on page 204 and they look just like the real thing.
Oh, wow.
People will eat them all, including me. They're delicious, but the recipe is free on Amazon. So go to the listing and swipe after the cover of the book. Then you can see it.
Those are picture worthy.
They're picture perfect.
Yeah.
Amazon put it on there. I was like, that's a really good picture. They look just like that. That's, you know, sometimes when you cook stuff, it doesn't quite look like.
Yeah.
The book says it says, but that one is like identical.
Oh, nice. Okay. Awesome. Okay. Number 5 is 1 minute magic.
1 minute magic.
I mean, when you really want something sweet, but you're just too lazy to commit more than 60 seconds.
60 seconds is all you can handle.
So, all right. What's your 1 minute miracle magic?
My 1 minute miracle magic. I want to show everybody the Quest bars, which I actually think the Kirkland brand, which is sold at Costco, I think it's the same company. I think it's like a big secret. Yeah. So hopefully the people at Quest don't get mad at me, but I really do think they're the same. And one of my favorite things to do, Tamara, is I take the chocolate from Kirkland and I cut it into 5 pieces and I put it on a microwave safe platter and I microwave them for 45 seconds and they come out like cookies.
Yeah. I've heard that the cookie dough one tastes just like cookie dough when you microwave.
I don't think so.
You don't?
No. I'm going to just be real. I've tried it all. I've tried them all.
Yeah.
This is not the same as chocolate chip cookies. It's not sweet enough.
Okay.
But, in my opinion. But yeah. I have a sweet tooth. We've discussed a severe cavity sweet tooth.
Yeah.
This for me is not sweet enough. But the chocolate one is.
And the heating it up is brilliant because it makes it feel like it's fresh out of the oven. It
feels like a damn cookie and it's ready in 45 seconds. Even my husband doesn't know the difference. He thinks they're real cookies when I hand him one.
Nice. That's a great hack. Well, mine is I discovered this Choc Zero hazelnut spread, which is basically their sugar-free version of Nutella.
That looks so good. What are you doing with that?
Well, at first I was like, what do I put it on? Because normally you put it on a crepe or a piece of toast. Mm-hmm. But what I've discovered is celery. Like peanut butter and celery, except this is, you know, the sugar-free Nutella and celery. So super easy. You just take off the cap and dip some celery in there and it's a great little snack and it feels like very indulgent.
It sounds very healthy yet scandalous.
Yes.
You're almost like me with the cucumber thing.
I know, veggies, who put chocolate on their veggies?
Who knew you'd put Splenda on a cucumber? Who knew that's you'd good, put though. Chocolate on celery?
Yeah.
I love it. I think that's a terrific hack.
Yeah.
And it's ready in 1 minute. Less than 1 minute.
Super easy. You can be lazy.
Even better. We're full of lazy hacks, people.
Right. Exactly.
What do you do on the holidays? That's our situation number 6. Because you know, on the holidays, for me anyway, it triggers, I think, the time of year even. Yeah. It can trigger for me the need to make something with the colors of the season.
Yeah.
Or the flavors of the season.
Yeah.
So that'll be a real trigger for me. It's like, what do I do?
Yeah. Well, for Christmas and Valentine's, I made this for both of those. Is that the chocolate salty pecan bark?
Yeah.
Although I made it with almonds once. But either way. But like for Valentine's, it's the perfect chocolate gift for someone because it really feels like a nice chocolate candy. That's my go-to for holidays.
And if we have any new listeners, we made that live on camera for our low carb dessert chocolate edition podcast. So you can go back and we teach you how to make that.
And it can almost go under the 60 seconds or less. It's that easy.
It's a multi-level dessert option.
Yeah, super fast to make. Yeah.
I love that. That's a good one.
Well, what's yours?
Mine, I am in love with Jell-O. And I brought 3 different styles here from different companies. Mm-hmm. And I love Jell-O so much, Tamara, that I order it on auto ship on Amazon, much like my gum, which I have canceled, by the way. But I love sugar-free Jell-O. I use it all the time. I crack up when some of the brands are putting keto-friendly on the front. I'm like, really? Yeah. It's just sugar-free. But I do a lot of stuff with Jell-O, and especially at the holidays, like on 4th of July, I do a flag cake with red Jell-O, and then I do Cool Whip with blueberries and strawberries or raspberries as stripes and stars. Mm-hmm. And at Christmas, I'll do red and green, different color Jell-O. But I think there's a lot of fun stuff you can do with Jell-O, and it's cheap. And it's ready fast.
Yeah. And who doesn't love it?
Yep.
I just picture those parfaits are really cute. You could do the little...
You could totally do that. I have another one, too. Jell-O. Mm-hmm. This one's... Do you remember one time you came to my house? This was a long time ago. And I'm like, you got to try this. And I was showing you... these biscuits that I made. Do you remember that? They were the strawberry shortcake biscuits.
Yeah.
Oh, and I actually make them using drink packets. And you were like, this is crazy.
But
these are amazing. How did they taste so good?
Yeah. I know.
It's kind of fun. Anyway, that one's in the Dirt Cheap Cookbook.
Yeah.
That's a good little hack. But it's good for like holidays, like red, you know, when you want something like festive.
Yeah. I like it. Okay. What's our final number 7?
Number 7 is hot and dangerous.
Ooh.
What do you do for a dessert when you're feeling the need to warm your soul with something sweet? Because sometimes you want something hot, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to surprise you that I didn't say something with coffee.
I am. But I have not heard anything coffee out of you.
No, I know. What's wrong
coffee
with
queen.
Me? But I wanted, for hot and dangerous, when I want a sweet something, I want chocolate milk. So low carb hot chocolate would be my go-to. I use the sugar-free syrup because to me it mixes better than like powder hot chocolate. So I get the sugar-free syrup. Uh-huh. And then
what brand do you choose?
Well, this one's Hershey's. It can, if I use too much, it can hurt my digestion a little bit. So I just use a little bit, couple teaspoons. But they're different brands. I don't know. Do you have a favorite?
I was doing a lot of research about that topic. That's mm-hmm. why I was curious what you liked, but Great Value Walmart has a competing yes. brand and it has a yeah. little bit less net carbs per serving, but a lot of our folks in the Dirty Lazy Keto Facebook support group don't like that brand. They
oh,
prefer
really?
The one you just showed.
Huh?
I'll be curious what our listeners think.
Yeah. I haven't tried it, but I don't mind trying it. I'm going to try it.
Okay.
Yeah. So hot chocolate, and that's easy too. Squirt.
That's a super easy one.
Almond milk, stir, microwave. You're good to go.
Done. I like that. That could qualify for your 60 seconds or less.
Exactly. It goes in many categories. Nostalgia.
Many categories. Nostalgia.
Yes.
60 yeah. seconds.
Right.
You'd have to be prepared for every occasion. You can't always be like on the go and then be like, dang it, I need a chocolate chip cookie. You're not at home, right? So you
right.
have to be prepared.
Yeah.
My Tamara is not chocolatey. This one is a celestial seasoning herbal tea.
Oh.
It's called Sugar Cookie Sleigh Ride. And damn if it doesn't taste just like a sugar cookie.
Wow.
And it is really? An herbal tea. Just add water and it tastes like you're eating cookies. I swear to you. It is amazing. I love this stuff.
Yeah.
I buy by the truckload.
And how it likes tea is relaxing
tea.
For me. So like. Yeah. What a great, you get your sweet fix and your like calming tea.
Who knew?
Oh, that's great.
And you can travel with it.
Oh yeah. Have it before mm-hmm. bed. Maybe if you're feeling a little.
It works for me at the holidays too.
Yeah.
You know, when people are having like something
yeah. Yeah,
cookie-ish, yeah. then I'll have that and be like, nope, I already have my cookie in a teacup. Good to go.
I love it. Great, great one. Well, I'm curious what strategies our listeners use when planning for a keto dessert. Do you have a recipe or a sugar-free product to recommend? Email us at Stephanie@DirtyLazyKeto.com or through Facebook or Instagram at Dirty Lazy Keto. If your comment is read on air during season 3, contact Stephanie to receive a prize. Now, before we get to our final hacks, let's take one last break.
I want to assure all of our listeners that every single one of the Dirty Lazy Keto cookbooks includes a full chapter on desserts that are quick and easy to make, drinks and desserts that are all sweet and delicious. And all of them have 10 grams or less of net carbs per serving. And I do want to remind our listeners, there are 8 books in the Dirty Lazy Keto series. So I am determined to help you. Every book has a theme where I'm helping you overcome an obstacle that might be in your way. So links to order these helpful guides are available at DirtyLazyKeto.com.
Perfect. So let's wrap up our episode today by each sharing how we handle a keto dessert craving in a pinch. What's something you do, Stephanie?
Again, mine is super embarrassing, but I'm going to go ahead and just bare my soul for our listeners that are having a crazy emergency craving. So if anyone has ever been craving for a Reese's peanut butter cup, I have a trick for you. This is what I do. I just take my spoon, I stick it in some regular old peanut butter. None of that no sugar added stuff, which doesn't stir well, in my opinion. I just do some regular old peanut butter. I sprinkle it with a packet of Splenda or monk fruit or whatever you're into. And then I sprinkle cocoa powder on it.
Ooh.
It tastes like a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Oh, I'm going to try that.
It's ready in 2 seconds.
Oh, I also have a hack about stirring the annoying ones where the oil separates.
I hate that.
Okay.
Okay.
Turn it upside down. Right?
Okay.
No. This supposedly works.
I'm still at okay.
You
turn it upside down.
Yes. And you leave it in the cupboard after you buy it. And it will the oil will flow into the peanut butter and no hassle mixing. I swear. Try it.
So gravity pulls the oil to the top.
Yes.
Which is the bottom because you have it upside down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we both have some challenges to try after this episode.
I learned that
we'll have to do a follow-up.
I know. Okay. Well, my my go-to is one, actually, you influenced me on this one because you're like, mug cakes are the way to go. And it's true because they're very portion controlled. Just, and you only use one cup, so it's lazy because you only have to wash one dish. You know, so you just stir a few ingredients in your mug, throw it in the microwave, done, easy. And it feels like a really nice, rich, yummy, sweet cake. And you have one in your No Time to Cook cookbook on, I think I have your page 202. It's called Beep Beep Brownie. So it's like an instant mug cake brownie, and it's yummy.
And it's ready in less than a minute. Nice. I will, you know what I'll do is I'll link, I have a video that they produced on how to make it. So that'll be another free recipe, and I'll link that right after our show so our listeners can see it. It's like 30 seconds.
Perfect. Oh, that's great. Awesome.
So listeners, our big message today is we want you to plan to enjoy desserts. It is a normal part of the weight loss process, especially on Dirty Lazy Keto. And I think that planning to enjoy sweets, this is just my opinion, but I don't think it makes you a failure. I think it makes you a hero. I think it's normal to crave sweets. Don't let anybody judge you or shame you for it. Be prepared, though, for when those cravings strike. That way you have an appropriate or variety of options to stay on track.
And are you enjoying the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast? Show your support by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening on YouTube, give us a thumbs up, leave a comment, and subscribe to the Dirty Lazy Keto channel.
I have a wonderful listener review I want to share, Tamara.
Oh, okay.
This is on YouTube by Kay Miller. I'll hold it up here. And Kay Miller is so cute. She says, I need to listen to y'all more. You're the boost I need.
Oh.
Isn't that funny? She just listened to our feeling bullied by the keto diet episode. I need to listen to y'all more, she said. I love you, Kay Miller. You're cracking me up.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please tell a friend. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts.
For more information about what we talked about today, or just to get in touch, visit DirtyLazyKeto.com. See you next week.